Why is watching consolidation in the mobile marketing space a lot like Game of Thrones, or should we say Game of Phones? Well, AppsFlyer's Ronan Mensa gives us his edgy take and tells us why ROX is a new metric you need to know and measure. All this and more in episode number 445. Welcome to Mobile Presence, your destination for everything mobile. I'm your host, as always, Peggy Ann Saltz, mobile analyst, tech consultant, senior Forbes writer, founder of Mobile Groove, and today bringing you Reimagine Growth, the special mini series, as you know, as you could be following and should be following, on retention marketing, powered by CleverTap, the leading customer engagement and retention platform, helping brands maximize user lifetime value. And of course, if you're looking at, you know, growing your long-term revenue, one way is that you need to be looking at marketing, looking at metrics, ROI, we know it, ROAS, we know it, return on ad spend, or we're getting to know it. That's how you measure the profits. But how do you gauge the level and value of the customer experience you deliver? Well, hey, make way, entering return on experience, ROX. It's all about understanding how changes to the customer experience impact LTV and ultimately your bottom line. Great, new metric. So how do you calculate it? What's an example of amazing ROX? And what do you need to do to delight your customer and rake in the revenues? Well, that's what we're going to be talking today, and much more, actually, other topics, with my guest, Ronan Mensa. He's President, Managing Director, APAC at AppsFlyer, a company that's probably best known for mobile ad attribution, allowing advertisers to see which campaigns are driving the best results. I think I might have nailed it there, Ronan. What do you think?
Oh, you hit it right on the head, and I can't believe that I'm actually speaking to, I want to say, the legendary Peggy Ann Saltz.
Oh, my goodness.
It's just such a fixture in this industry, and, you know, it's like someone that you read and articles from all the time, and here you are, right? This I'm floored.
Well, I'm excited because we connected in briefing, and it's just like, I love what you're doing at the Epicenter. I'm going to be a huge fan of that. So you've got your own show. You've got your LinkedIn Live show. We'll get to that in a moment. And I love your style. And we're doing audio as well as some video. And, you know, you are edgy. You are the man. You are the real deal. I'm pleased to have you here, as pleased as you are maybe to be here. How's that sound?
Well, I guess the feeling is mutual, but I'm going to give you a one up there because I think this is your show. And
I'm going to take it.
I'm honored. Thank you.
Well, I love this. I hope it's the beginning of an ongoing conversation. You are entrenched in mobile, as well as myself, in particular in Asia. That's where you were born and raised in Taipei, I was reading. So that's very deep roots indeed. Maybe you just want to give us an idea of, first of all, how you got there. I mean, born there is one thing, but you're not from there originally. How did it all start?
Well, actually, you know, the question of where you're from, and when I say, you know, Taipei and people, no, where are you really from? It's like, well, I'm third generation Chinese born, because my father was born in China, in Tianjin, my grandmother in northern China. And, you know, so very, very a deep history with China. And so, yes, I feel as much as Chinese as anyone else is Chinese. So, just a very long history.
Very deep roots. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. So you've seen it because, you know, you're working with AppsFlyer. We're talking, you're seeing the world and you're able to compare east to west, west to east. We know that, you know, East leapfrogs and West says, wow, you know. What are some of the, well, just one, what is the biggest difference you see when you compare West to East?
So I think there's, I would say the pace at which the East moves is so quick, right? Change is mandatory to stay relevant. And if you look like, we talked about China just a few moments ago, but I think if you look at what helped China to actually take one of the leading positions in the mobile internet space is that, you know, one, mobile phone was how Chinese consumers connected to the internet very early on. And we're talking, when I'm saying early on, we're talking like 2010, 2011, at the cusp of smartphone coming out, Chinese companies and Chinese consumers were already starting to engage there. Secondly, you have a huge amount of engineers that were graduating from Chinese universities. And when I say a huge amount, I'm talking to the tune of like 7-8 million engineers graduating a year. And then you add in the availability of capital, and you almost have this perfect scenario that was created for Chinese companies to be building products for mobile. But they had such an advantage because they were moving so fast and there was so much scale involved in it. It was actually represented Chinese companies' first true chance of going global, right? And so probably one of the most, I would say the sheer condition that surrounded the markets enabled Chinese companies, and now we're seeing this in, we've seen this over the past few years in markets like India, and now Southeast Asia, where the pace of change is so quick. It's just, mm-hmm. I think that's probably the most determining factor between, you know, the West and the East right now. It's just that the pace I know you've heard this before, where companies are developing for mobile or trying to create a mobile strategy, while in Asia, it's mobile only, right?
Yeah.
Don't have the luxury of having multiple devices, you know, bust out their iPad or their laptops. Most consumers are engaging on mobile, and that's where they live and access the internet, bank accounts, order taxis, order food, whatever it is. It's all mobile and it's all mobile only. So I think that out of the sheer market conditions, actually mandated that to happen. So it's very interesting, and I think that's probably the main difference between those two.
Yeah, speed, mobile only. What about the opportunities and trends? You know, the East, as you said, leads in mobile. Really cool string of apps. They're into super apps as well. Social mm-hmm. with TikTok. Now live streaming commerce, I'm hearing so much about. What are you excited about when you look there?
Okay, so if I ask you to take yourself back, let's say 10 years, let's say to mm-hmm. 2010.
Okay.
Do you know any Asian or Chinese brands from that time?
They're all very recent, aren't they? It's the Alibabas, yeah. It's the TikToks, it's the
exactly
Tencent. And, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, and fast forward today, probably one of the number one brands in the world is TikTok. Yeah. And TikTok only its history is very short. In the past four or five years, this company has risen from nowhere to becoming the number one brand, not only on mobile, it's just the number one brand, period. Right? It has such a, and it's Chinese. So I think it's very reflective of how fast things can shift. Right? And I think that, you know, with TikTok, with Alibaba, and now you have companies in SEA out of Singapore, which is, you know, building gaming companies and you know, Shopee, which is now a global shopping app. It's just so like, there's so much like coming out of Asia right now on a global scale. And it's such an exciting time to see this happening.
So I'm going to ask you in a summary here, because you've seen so much, right? We'll call it seasoned, right? You've been there, done that, seen a lot of change. We were discussing it before. We both know what ringtones are. not everyone does. So ringtones to the metaverse, right? From permission-based marketing to privacy rules. Do you get the feeling of history repeating itself?
Always. Always. You know, I'm a mobile dinosaur, and you know, I'm proud of it. I've been in entrenched in mobile since 2005. So I've seen ringtones, I've seen SMS subscription services, I've seen policies around double opt-in coming into effect in multiple markets for mobile feature phone subscription services. We've seen the deprecation of UDID. We've seen you know, GDPR enactment. We've seen now IDFA. So all these changes are happening, and I think every time these changes take place, it represents a challenge for companies and a challenge for the industry. But anytime there's a challenge, it also creates opportunity. And you know, I want to say for many companies, they have to adapt to the new reality of how to remain relevant, right? And you mentioned privacy, right? It's such a core it's such a core foundation of us as humans, our human right, right? And it's kind of been ignored for a long time in the in growth probably took precedent. But now I think as the industry starts to level out, more regulations are coming into play. And, you know, we've seen how important these mobile devices are to us. And you know, it's there's so much power there, but consumers have to be protected. And, you know, there's been a lot of nefarious and unscrupulous acts been done on mobile for a very long time. So I think hats off to Apple for taking the initiative on this. And I don't think it's going to end there. You know, I want to, as a company, like, we've fully embraced privacy. It's actually been one of our core principles for a very long time. So, and anytime you face some type of challenge, you have to make decisions based on your core principle. And I think that, you know, companies really need to learn how to adapt to this and start building their new muscle into this new reality, right? Because if you don't adapt, you know, you'll be left behind.
And it's also a great segue. I couldn't hope for it, Ronan. We didn't plan this, but, you know, it elevates the importance of experience. And that's what I want to get to when we get back from the break, is talking about return on experience, that exciting, interesting, you know, really cool, well-timed new metric that AppsFlyer is talking about more. And we want to understand it. So listeners, that's what we're going to do. So don't go away. We'll be right back after the break. Welcome back to Mobile Presence. We have our guest today, Ronan Menza, President, Managing Director, APAC at AppSpire. Before the break, we were talking about what matters most, you know, at a time where tracking, targeting, it's not really what you want to be focused on. It's not going to happen anyway with the changes in data and privacy, as you pointed out, rightly so. But you have a metric that you're speaking a lot about at AppSpire. I read a great report, Return on Experience. Can you just start by giving us an idea of what this metric is and why marketers need to know it?
Well, Return on Experience, or ROX, is it's actually kind of simple because it's a holistic approach to understanding and increasing the value of your investments across the customer experience. And The equation is actually very simple. Better customer experience, or CX, equals a higher return, right? And the better experience that we have in mobile, the better the return is going to be. It's very simple. And you need to think about, like, what is the experience and what does it look like? And if we take, you know, maybe an example, like, let's say you're shopping on an app and you kind of leave something in your cart, right? And you get sent a push notification, right? And that push notification says, oh, you know, you left this in your cart, and you click, okay, take me to the cart. You want to actually be directed right back into that checkout page and not have to go through the whole process again. So you're eliminating friction by creating a better experience. Another example is let's say you're a banking customer, and during the signup process or setting up an account, the user kind of aborts or gets lost doing something else, checking their social media, and they don't appear for a while. Then you send them, you email them, and within the email, there's a call to action. That call to action is, hey, you know, if you complete your account setup, then we will give you like a $5 credit. And they click that and they go right back into the place where they left off within the app. And this is all about, you know, again, trying to think, how can I maximize the experience? And there's very little effort involved in doing that. It's actually quite simple, but so many mobile marketers, actually, they don't think about that experience, or they're not putting themselves in their customer shoes enough. And you know, I there's one thing I say always, and this is whether it's to my team or to our customers, is that our customer's customer is our customer. And we always have to be thinking, What is the experience that you're trying to drive? What is the impact that you're trying to make? And how can we help you achieve that?
Mm-hmm. I mean, the good news is that it sounds more like a mindset than a tech issue. One, am I correct? And two, what are therefore the tools, the platforms that need to be part of this model? Once I understand that my end-to-end consumer, the customer, the consumer is the customer, the consumer is in control.
Absolutely. The consumer is in control, and you want to make, you know, if you want to increase this ROX, right? I mean, there's a number of things you can do. Firstly, you got to make sure that it's contextual, right? What, like, create that right context of, hey, why am I reaching out to you? It's got to be personal too. It's got to, like, you know, it can't say, hey, mister, right? It's got to say, hi, Peggy, you know, we saw that you were here and, you know, we want to engage you and make sure that, you know, you complete this process. And it's got to be smooth, right? I mean, anytime something breaks, and things break on mobile all the time, this, things change all the time. And you know, we're always on the receiving end of those bad experiences, right? So you want to make sure it's a smooth experience, and you've got to test and use the right tools. And lastly, I think the probably the most important thing of all of this is that it's got to be private, right? Personal data should not be exposed outside, right? And you want to make sure that these data are kept private in a very, very privacy-centric manner, and make sure that the companies that you work with as a marketer abide to these principles.
Mm-hmm. Pitfalls to avoid, maybe partners to consider. Do you want to maybe round that out? You've been giving some great advice around what the, you know, what the mindset needs to be, what the experience needs to be.
Yeah, I mean, there's tons of players that you can use. There's, you know, if you look at the MarTech landscape, I think there's what, 8,000 plus players there. I'm not sure. It just continues to grow.
Maybe not the names of the players, but more like the types of players. If I want to build this, I need to have, you know, someone's going to provide X. Someone's going to have maybe a cloud approach to this, or an engagement platform or something. Can you maybe help me build that for a moment?
Sure. So you'll definitely need to have the right tech behind it. So one of the core technologies that power this is deep linking technology. Mm-hmm. And for deep linking technology, and thankfully we're one of the companies that provide it. But aside from that, you need to have the marketing automation. So companies, for example, like that, they're very good at powering that automation so that you can create the groups that you want to be targeting, and even give you that that medium where you can send a notification to those users so that they can come back in. You want to be working with retargeting companies, whether you know it's with the Google remarketing, Criteo, Facebook, and so forth. There's a plethora of choices out there that you need in your stack. You know, and mm-hmm. personalization, right? It's a very, very important part of it. And how do you personalize the experience for the user when they're actually landing on the page, making sure that they are that they are seeing the right thing? And sometimes, like, it's not only getting the user from A to B. When they arrive at B, you want to make sure what they see at B is relevant to them, and you know, you want to make sure that you have the right analytics there on the product side. So looking at the companies like Amplitude or Mixpanel, who really power great experiences there, and help you to analyze them. So yeah, I mean, okay. I think those are a couple of the tools that you would need in that stack, and of course data. You know, data. You need to put your data somewhere. So whether it's a Google Cloud or AWS and so forth, right? It's it's all part of the stack that you need.
Okay. So you've shown us that stack, and a part of this, you know, is mindset. That's where you need leaders. A great fit, because of course you have a show all about leadership. You have LinkedIn Live Thought Leadership Series that you call The Epicenter. Tell us a little bit about that show, maybe some of the best guests you've had so far.
It started in the early days of COVID in 2020. And, you know, I felt that there were so many business leaders out there who had a story to tell about resilience, how to adapt, how to overcome these challenges that they're facing, or how to just make aware of these challenges, you know, of the industry. So I decided that probably one of the best ways to share those stories was to do a LinkedIn Live, and LinkedIn, thankfully approved our account, and that was the catalyst to say, okay, let's do this. So season one of Epicenter was all about featuring companies in who are trying to overcome crisis, right? So whether they were gaming companies who were experiencing massive growth, travel companies that were experiencing you know, very, very difficult times, and how they were trying to just keep afloat and stay relevant during those periods. So, we had probably one of I think one of the I've had many amazing guests, among those, I would say Nelly Wartoff from Tiger Hall. She, mm-hmm. you know, it's a coaching platform, really amazing stuff that they do, and bringing leaders actually onto a platform to mentor and coach anyone who wants to be coached. You know, I think, you know, probably one of the smoothest episodes that I've had was actually when I interviewed AppsFlyer CEO, Oren.
He's cool. Yeah.
Pretty cool. You know, he and I, we've talked every day for the past every week for the past 7+ years. So he feels really comfortable with me and I feel really comfortable with him. So it's just a really natural conversation that we had able to bring out the, you know, his true thoughts and feelings. We just launched Epicenter season 2. And one of the core focuses of season 2 is focusing on leaders from around APAC. And, you know, when I say leaders, I'm not putting in the word women leaders, because really, I mean, there's leaders all around us, and there's so many amazing women in leadership that just don't get enough exposure. And I think that, you know, I said that this is a great platform to bring that to surface. And, you know, we've already had quite a few episodes featuring women leaders from the CMO of Home Credit in Philippines, to Divya Dixit from Alaji in India. And I'm looking forward to my next episode of actually a CEO that helped mentor in her early days, Vu Van of Elsa Speaks, who now, like, you know, they're on their way to being a unicorn, right? So really exciting.
That is, I'm going to include that also in the show notes. And I love the way that it's about leadership and you don't call it out, you know, it's women in leadership. No, it's leaders. Some of them are awesome women, but you don't need to sort of call it out, because it should be just a natural way of referring to. We don't need to make it different. We need to just highlight it and spotlight it. And I love what you're doing there. I like to end on a fun note. It's been fun the whole time, actually, Ronan. So we don't have to say, oh, end on a fun note now. No, it's been interesting. And I'd like to have your reaction based on all your experience. I say something and you tell me what comes to mind. I will start with one point that is just so much in the news. I'll just ask you about, you know, this consolidation. What do you make of it?
Of this consolidation. Oh my God.
Like every day something new. It was AppSumerin and Mobi. It was, you know, TapJoin, IronSource. I mean, pick a day and pick a company buying another company.
did you watch Game of Thrones?
Oh, absolutely.
That's basically what I feel like. Every week I'm waiting for an episode of Game of Thrones. And this ad tech, martech industry is on fire right now. You don't know who's going to get knocked out, who's going to get bought, who's going to go bankrupt, and who's going to merge, right? It's just, it's nonstop action. And, you know, I just like... I can't wait till, like, every morning I wake up at 5 a.m. and I check our Slack channel for news, and I always see something there. It's just so exciting. And, you know, you and me being in this industry for so many years, this has to be the most exciting past 12 months I can ever recall in this space.
I love the idea of Game of Thrones. I mean, it makes me think of that excitement, that almost frenzy. Remember when Google bought AdMob and it was like, uh-oh, this is real. And then from there on, it was just like, this is really real. This is MarTech. Welcome to it, you know, because there wasn't marketing before there and apps before that time. Mobile was serious. And then head of Google, it's mobile, mobile, mobile. The future is mobile, mobile, mobile. So I'll give you that one. Game of Thrones, very cool. Had a little fun.
Maybe Game of Phones.
Game of Phones. I love it. Did you keep that one, Ronan? That's good. That's good.
Don't tell anyone.
Nope, won't do it. So Facebook, right? It needs a new look. What would be the new company branding for Facebook?
Meta World Peace Book.
For our global audience that might not get that, give us a little context because it's good. You're good at thinking that one up.
Oh. You know, there's an NBA player, Ron Artest, who's changed his name a bunch of times. And I figured since he's changed his name from Meta World Peace to, like, I don't know, something Panda or something else. So I guess that name should be available.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Time to get it. Time to register it. You said it before, personalization, very key in that experience and elevating that experience. Gut reaction. What do you think of when I say the word personalization?
I think of customer experience.
Okay. Retention.
Critical metric.
Mm.
You can't retain, you can't monetize.
It's that simple, but it's so hard for people to get their head fully around that, or that we're moving from a focus on purely acquisition. Acquisition is important, but retention, as you said, critical metric, get it right or you won't get it at all.
Number one. Yeah.
Probably. Number one metric. Yeah. Moving up. Okay. Last one for you. Bottom line.
Bottom line. Responsibility.
Mm-hmm. That's an interesting one.
Yeah. At the end of the day, you know, a lot of companies are pushing for top line growth and forget that they have to keep their eye on the bottom line too. And, you know, it's not business, right? If you don't keep an eye on both the top and the bottom line. So.
Excellent, Ronan. Some great answers and all the more reason now that I have to figure out a way. First of all, I'll get you back. But secondly, just tell people more about your show, how to stay in touch with you. It's well worth it. I'll have it in the show notes. But what's some of the best places? The Epicenter, for example. How would I be able to follow that? It's got to be live at a certain time or...
It's live, but it also resides on our Epicenter webpage, which is number one Epicenter, EPICENTR.com. And that's kind of like our show page. And you can just go there and see all the past episodes. And also you can set a calendar so that when the next episode comes that you'll be notified.
Okay. Great
and,
stuff.
I think I need to also get another leader on there. Someone named Peggy.
Oh, yeah. Seriously, I'd love to.
Really cool.
Not a CEO, but I've talked to a ton of them, and would be able to run my own company given the chance. But I'm having too much fun commenting on it. You know, Ronan, it's like you. It's exciting to put together everything from the sidelines, and connect the dots.
I gotta say, like, you know, so now I'm sitting on the other side of the table, but it's always quite fun when you switch places. So I don't know if you've been interviewed recently, but
no, I did have one interview a while back. It was great actually. It was called Six Cells, and it was 6 minutes, and it was great fun because that was it. You really had the 6 minutes, no edits, no nothing, just let go. 6 minutes of pure, you know, knowledge pearls, or what would we say, Gary Vee, dropping thought bombs down the way. I'd love to have you back, and I had you here on the show today. I'd love you to have you back here as well, Ronan. Thanks so much for sharing. Thanks for so much for being on Mobile Presence today.
Thank you so much for having me. I truly humbled for the time and getting me on this, and thank you CleverTap for inviting me to be on it.
Awesome. And of course, Ronan has shared his journey and to help marketers and organizations with insight and direction as they need to drive customer connection and retention. What they need to know, well, CleverTap invites you to tune into CleverTap Engage, a candid bi-weekly video podcast that, full disclosure, I also co-host, shining a light on CMOs at major brands achieving meaningful, memorable, and clever customer engagement. MasterCard, Clorox, Visible, Acorns, Rovio. It's your destination to learn from the best. And if you want to learn about how company founders got started, then tune into Journey to Success. Every episode brings you leaders who share the ups and downs of what it took to build a brand from scratch. Again, check out both shows over on the CleverTap playlist on YouTube. And if you want to keep up with me throughout the week or find out more about how you can be a guest or sponsor on Mobile Presence, then email me, Peggy at mobilegroove.com. Mobile Groove is where you'll also find my own portfolio of content marketing and app marketing services. And of course, check out this and all earlier episodes of our show by going to WMR.fm, or you can find our shows on Amazon, iTunes, Stitcher, Speaker, Spotify, and iHeartRadio simply by searching Mobile Presence. So until next time, remember, every minute is mobile, so make every minute count. Keep well, stay safe, and we'll see you soon.